Don't want to waste another minute when I've got Jerry Womack. He's on the line. He's the is it business officer, business agent, Jerry?
Just business manager, Tom. Fine.
Okay, business manager from Labor Local 773. I don't call him business manager. I just call him Jerry. Hey, what are you doing? It's good to talk to you again, too. Jerry, as the rest of Local 773 and a lot of other people have been going in these food distribution programs. I've been following along. We talked to Jerry a couple of weeks ago. I wanted to catch up on a couple of items. In particular, Jerry, as I talk to more and more community leaders, I hear more and more about people who are unable to make the food budget meet at the end of the month. This is something you've experienced firsthand in speaking with the people in line at your food distribution programs.
That's correct, Tom. We're now in our 33rd week of doing this with the Labor's Pandemic Food Relief Program, and the need's not going away. We thought maybe summertime that, we'd turn the tide on this, but no, we're deeper. The need's stronger now more than we've experienced since beginning back in March.
It's interesting, after many years of food drives myself, that I very often imagine this box of hamburger helper and a can of beans or dried spaghetti or whatever it is, right? This is what you're distributing is very different than we've often seen on food drives like this. You've got a different product that's going out to families.
Yeah, this is a much different product. It's a 30-pound box that has eggs and cheese and there's a different kind of meat you can prepare at home, changes weekly, bag of potatoes, a couple pounds of butter, apples, cottage cheese, sour cream, spinach. It's 30 pounds of food and a whole gallon of milk. And it's got a value, Tom, of around $55 a box.
Now, this money and this product in particular, is this part of a federal program of farm to table? Is that correct?
Right. This is the second phase of that USDA farmers to table food grant.
So my understanding from you and talking to Senator Dale Fowler, you both expressed to me a concern that this ends, 1 week from today?
Basically, we're 11 days away from the election. Hunger doesn't wait. Need doesn't wait. So we have, we have till the end of the month to figure to run this grant out, and we're making preparations and plans to we started this on our own with private donations from friends and family. And we're going to do our best to keep it going on, whether or not we have the grant. We're going to figure out a way to try to keep the program running.
What would it take, hypothetically, for a week at your current pacing and what you've been doing and trying to stay reasonably consistent with that? What would it take for a week's operations to purchase that food? Because the labor's free, right?
Yes, we have tons of volunteers, and if you've got time, I'd like to take a chance just to thank some of them.
Sure. Well, let's talk about the volunteers.
Yeah, we've got Lance and Rex Cusimano at Cusimano and Sons, who've been absolutely wonderful. Bill Oral, he's the president of TLC. That's our 501c foundation, the Laborers Care. Mary Smith at my office makes everything go just so smoothly. We have Ginger and Celia from House to Home. Senator Fowler and Andy Sisolak. Every week, every time, we run up against a hard spot, we get on the phone and we figure it out and make it work, and they've been with us since day one. My crew, Jack, John, Charlie, Jim, Brandy, Matt Smith, Kevin. We've got Ulico's helped us out. That's with Ed Smith, Tom Leach, and Mark Goldenberg, Mark and Denise Prince, some of these names, Jim Wallace, Birdie, that whole crew. They've donated, and anytime we come around and everything we can help. And we've got some professional volunteers, some retired folks that the professional volunteers, right? I think they're getting business cards. We've got Eric Batman Bateman, Misty Gamble, Bob Bandy. And the list just goes on, Tom.
Yeah, well,
we've had,
pretty good
hundreds
list
of folks help.
Pretty good list of guys until you get to Bill Oral. So
he's got his work.
I met Bill many years ago over a wristwatch. It's one of the weirder stories you'll actually ever hear, and we've been friends ever since. So here's the thing. Once again, back to this, what would a week's operations take? Since you just talked about the volunteers, that's how the labor gets done. Somebody's got to swing the hammer. But in this case, the hammer has to be bought each and every time. So what does it take for a week operations at your current distribution rate?
At the current rate, Tom, we're going to need, $500 to $7,500 a week. This is, we're giving away over 20, 25,000 pounds of food a week, and you know, there's a lot of costs associated to that. So just to purchase the food alone, like I said, everything else is donated, the labor, the time, the product, we're going to need a minimum $5,000 a week.
All right. You got a truck that you've already rented a reefer to be able to keep the stuff cold so that you can make the transportation. So if somebody, and I ran into this, no more than you and I had hung up 2 weeks ago, people started texting me on my American Monument text line going, what's the address? So before that happens, how can people, if they want to help you continue this food distribution, how would they do it?
Right. They can just make a check payable to the Laborers Care. And that's just TLC, and they can mail that to 5102 Ed Smith Way, Marion, Illinois. Or even easier, anybody wants to donate, let them get a hold of you, Tom. I'll come to wherever they're at. I mean, $50 takes care of one person, one family for a week. So every little bit helps.
Right. So I was talking on the phone earlier in the week. Jerry says, I'll come to your house. I'll pick it up. Right? Yeah. All right. So when it comes to this issue, what are the prospects? Because I have not spoke to Senator Fowler about this. I did, but really didn't. It was about a week ago. So we were like, well, Wednesday. And we were like, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Is there any hope the farmers to table initiative on the federal level will be continued? Is there money there? Is there prospect?
There's prospect there. You know, there's money available, whether it gets appropriated and used without a gap in service or break in service. That's questions we can't answer. Oftentimes, you know, even with the, you know, getting the delivery of the truck from the distribution center, it's a last minute thing. Last Saturday in Murfreesboro, we were over 2 hours late starting. It's the closest we've came, you know, after close to 100 events that we may have, you know, I thought, shoot, I'm going to have to call and tell these folks we don't have a truck. And it showed up, and people waited, some of them in excess of 3 hours. And they, when they came through, you know, I apologized to all of them for having to wait, and they said, no, we appreciate it. We have to have this. Thank you. So yeah, the need's not going anywhere, Tom.
Right.
We
got to
figure out a way. You know, here in Southern Illinois, and we're good at that.
Well, to be honest with you,
taking care of it.
We also, Jerry, $7,500 per week seems to me like an attainable goal. I don't know how long you could keep it, but it seems attainable. But and the reason why, if I've had so many people reach out and want to know, I'm doing okay, things are okay for me, how can I help other people? And I hear this a lot, and I'm hoping some of those people are listening right now because it seems attainable.
It is, you know. $20-$40 that, you know, they're going to take care of a family. That's going to take sustain them over for, you know, several days at their home with this box of produce and dairy.
Now, here's a horrible fact that I've known Jerry long enough to know how Jerry thinks in many respects. And one of the things he thinks is long term. So I'm betting, I've not checked with him in advance, so I hope I'm not stepping out of line here, but I'm betting you're already trying to think about something special for Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Well, we are. We are. We're looking, you know, the holidays are going to look different this year. I mean, we just got, unfortunately, rolled back a phase here in Southern Illinois, and everybody's struggling anyway. And now, you know, have that extra burden on top of us. It's going to look different. We're trying to figure out, you know, what does a holiday meal look like now? What's that, you know, people were already hurting. Now, you throw in the stress of the holidays and the worry of not knowing we're going to get your next meal. So, yeah, we've had a lot of talks, and we're trying to figure out and work with tons of people on that.
And I think as we get closer and people start to appreciate the lack of something, the Heron Community Dinner, the Mayor's Dinner, the Qualia Dinner, right? The Bart Dinner now as well, that there's going to be some additional people that have been customarily had a place to go, experience, have food, carryouts too, a lot of those are gone this year, too. And so I think there's going to be an additional need thrown in on top of the other because we were accustomed to having these things that have always been there, and they're not going to be there this year.
Yeah. I think you're going to see more, you know, more need out of the Heaven Kitchens of the world and really, you know, pumping up thousands of meals instead of doing hundreds.
Well, you were recently in Craneville. They're doing another one tomorrow. Excuse me, today in Craneville, starting at 9 a.m. at the Love and Truth Church in Craneville. This is done by the Village of Craneville and some great volunteers, which you got a chance to work with about a week ago today.
Yeah, about a week ago. You know, Mayor Ron Mitchell, he's He's a, you know, wonderful, helps every way he can, does anything he can for the little community. Police chief, chief of police over there is great. Julie Aw, strong volunteer. She's at all our events. She makes everything. You know, she takes 10 and 12 of these boxes and gives them to the family week in and week out, you know, making sure that, you know, her list of folks are taken care of.
All right, Jerry Womack joins, business manager for Labor's Local 773. Before I let you go, you've seen the need. How many, do you have a number? I saw one. I kept thinking it was 30,000. How many pounds have you distributed food-wise? Do you have a new number?
Oh, 30. No, we did 25,000 this week, Tom.
Oh, really?
When I get off the phone with you, we're heading to Mount Vernon to load the truck again. And so, no, since we last spoke, we've been to Craneville, Hardin County, Brookport, Goreville, and Murfreesboro. And we're going to be at SIU Arena Monday, this coming Monday, the 26th at 10:30 a.m. in the parking lot of the Banterra Center.
Okay. Any other locations you can share with us now, Jerry?
That's all I have scheduled now. We're trying to coordinate everything for the next couple weeks and trying to finish this thing as strong as we can.
Good.
And, well, figure out a way to keep it going.
I want to catch up with you with my checkbook, all right, as soon as we can.
Thank you, Tom. Really
usually, usually Jerry and I meet one of two places, and they're both parking lots. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm going home, man. So I will try not to wait until the parking lot chance meeting and get that worked out, and I think some other people too. Quickly, if you want to donate, one last time, Jerry, how's the best way to get some money into the hands so this distribution can continue?
Right. You can give us a call, 618-993-5773, and just tell whoever answers the phone you'd like to donate, or you can mail a check to the Laborers Care, 5102 Ed Smith Way in Marion, Illinois. Or like I said, text Tom on his line and on the American Monument line, and I'll come to wherever you are, or somebody will.